Gemara Daf Tesvav Mabei cites the fascinating machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua regarding the appropriate way to celebrate each and every yontif. It begins with the seeming stira im sukim. On the one hand, the Torah tells us that Atzeres is Lashem Lokecha. On the other hand, Atzeres is Tiye Lochem. And therefore, the very, very simple question, to what extent is yontif Lashem? To what extent is it Lochem? Typically speaking, when you have such a model, you have two psukim, machishim zezeh, that seem at first glance to contradict. We always look for the kosov hashlishi shiachriya b'nei'em. We look for another makar to tell us that, you know what the answer is, this pasuk applies here, this pasuk applies there. There is no such third pasuk when it comes to atzeres l'ashem l'kech and atzeres tiyah l'achem, but rather two psukim with a different emphasis. And therefore the question is, how indeed do resolve that apparent contradiction? And our Gemara puts forth two very different possibilities. One is options, either A or B. After all, if the Torah tells us this is how you celebrate Yontif, either Lashem or Lachem, so therefore you have an option. How is it that you most appropriately celebrate Yontif? The Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that O Kulachem, each person should decide what the focus indeed of Yontif should be, spiritually invested in Torah, Tefillah, or to be able to celebrate physically. Obviously, L'shem Shamayim, but to use the bounty, the physical abundance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us in order to facilitate Simchas Yontif. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says, no, if the Torah mentions both, it's not either or, but both have to be accomplished, Chatzi L'shem and Chatzi Lachem. Well, there is a comment of Rabbi Yosef Engel, Gilyoni Hashas, and Psachim Adav Samaches, that there's a Surah Machlokas in Zvachim Adav Nunches. There, the very end of Parshas Yisrael, the Torah tells us, Mizbach Adama Tasali, you have to make the Mizbeach, and the Zavachalav, and you offer it, Ola Secha and Shlamecha, an Ola and a Shlamim, an Ola and a Shlamim. The Gemara is bothered, Zvachim Adav Nunches, that realize these are very different types of karbanos. A karban ola is kodshei kodashim. Shlomim is considered to be kodshim kalim. So you have a mizbeach, and the mizbeach is used in order to offer various levels of karban, various levels of karban. So what exactly does that mean? Oh, so Rabbi Yossi says the following, that, you know what? That kula la olim, kula shlomim, that the entire mizbeach can be used for an ola, the entire mizbeach can be used for a karban shlamim. In other words, that the mizbeach as a whole can be utilized for A or for B. Options. And the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, no, that really is not true. Guess what? Chatzi la'ola, chatzi la'shlamim. You have to divide the mizbeach. The tzafon side, that is for kodshim kodshim. And the darom side, that's for the kodshim kalim. Yosef Engel writes, you know, that parallels exactly like our Gemara, that the Torah tells us, you know, there are two different karbanos that describe its use on the Mizbeach, and does that mean the totality of the Mizbeach can use for either one? Or does it mean that, no, somehow you split the Mizbeach, and one is to accommodate the karban Ola, the other is to accommodate the karban Shlamim? Oh, so a chiddush. Yosef Engel writes that there's a parallel in Shas to this machlokes, whether it's considered to be Kula or whether it's considered to be Chetzion. Why? We paskan like Rabbi Yeshua that tells us, you know, Yantif, that is Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. The Rambam Perek Lamed of Shabbos writes this even applies to Shabbos as well. One is obligated to divide the day. Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. Rav Slaveitchik would often comment that when you look in the Rambam doesn't just simply say divide the day, but the Rambam seems to present us with a Seder Hayom. Shabbos begins with Tefillah. Follow Tefillah, you have Suda. Shabbos morning, Tefillah. And followed by Tefillah is Suda. And Shabbos afternoon, Tefillah, Mincha, followed by Suda. The Rambam writes there's a routine, not an arbitrary division of a Chatzi L'Hashem and Chatzi L'Hashem, but rather Tefillah, Suda, that is the appropriate sequence. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Reish Sadi Aleph, that you know what? Oh, what we experienced this year, Erev Pesach, Shachal B'Shabbos, When is the ideal way to have Shalosh Chodesh? That was challenging this year. Because after all, good, there's a Chiyuv Suda, but not arbitrary. If you have that sequence of Tefillah Suda, Tefillah Suda, Tefillah Suda, that would mean La'achar Tefillah Smincha, that's when you have Suda Shlishis. And that's the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Sadi Aleph, certainly during the Zman of Mincha, or perhaps even after Tefillah Smincha. Where exactly did that come from? Rav Soloveitchik suggested that split between the Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. And there is a comment that you find in the Maaser Rav that the Gaon says this, that, you know what, the person should not go ahead and have the Suda Shabbos before you're davening Mariv on those Shabbos. Now imagine, for example, you're in the yeshiva. So everybody's together. Everybody's together. So you know what? It's not so inconvenient. You know what? We'll make an early Shabbos. We'll be maschil beheter, sukkah daf lamed ches, and we'll have our Suda Shabbos. And after the Suda Shabbos, everyone will come downstairs, and you know what? Oh, we'll daven Mariv together. No, we'll daven Mariv bisman instead of davening early. Maybe it's not so practical in shuls to people to come and go home and come back, but you're all together, so therefore you can start early. You don't have to wait until late. In the same time, you'll daven bisman. So interesting. The Siddur Hagar writes not to do that, not to have the Suda Shabbos before you daven Tefillas Arvis. And it's not so clear why that's true. It's a sheet of the Ravon that the Gaon quotes. Why indeed is that the case? After all, it's Mefurish in Gemara Sukkah Lamed Ches that if you start Beheter, you're allowed to continue. And with your Suda, as long as there's ample time to do a mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik explained, no, it's based on our sugya. Of a Chatzi Lashem, a Chatzi Lachem, not arbitrary, but it's as though that the Chatzi Lashem is matir the achila. Once you satisfy the Tzarchei Gavoa, then all of a sudden now you experience the Shabbos Nyantiv through the vehicle of Lachem. So therefore making sure that Shalosh Chodesh is after Tefillas Mincha and the original Suda, the Friday night Suda, Lel Shabbos, that is after Tefillas Arvis as well. And therefore, again, the two possibilities that you have and how to resolve the psukim of Yontif itself. And the Gemara quotes the Shita, wow, of Rabbi Eliezer, Kul Hashem Kul Achem, and something so stunning that, you know, Rabbi Eliezer shiurim throughout the entire day of Yontif, immersing himself in the Torah as Hashem, because after all, if you have the option of Kul Hashem, why would a person vie for the Kul Achem? And we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua that indeed one has to split. When you look at other sugyas and shas, that there are other makoros as well, not just simply atzeres tiyalachem for the chiyuv suda on Shabbos and the chiyuv suda on Yantiv. The sugya in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin quotes the pasuk of Ichluhu Hayom, Ichluhu Hayom. What we discussed briefly and of Beis and Beis in the Masechta. After all, the Torah describes in the parsha of the man and parshas Beshalach. Ichlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem hayolom sinsu basad. The pasuk mentions ichlu, achila, and Shabbos is mentioned three times in the pasuk, and therefore the Gemara says that is the source for having three sudos during the time of Shabbos itself. That is the sheet of the Chachamim. The Gemara quotes the sheet of Chidka that goes a step further. Ichlu hayom, three sudos are necessary biyom. But obviously, there's a Suda Balayla as well. So therefore, a total of four Sudos. There's a Suda Balayla, and there are three Sudos that indeed are Biyom. And we assume, no, like the Sheet of Chachamim, that Ichlu Hayom means not Yom as opposed to Layla, but the totality of the day of Shabbos, speaking at night. That's a total, of course, of three. What's very important from that Gemara, that Sheet of Chidka, that says, you know what, 3 plus 1, 3 plus 1. It's surprising. You know, when you look at that Gemara just in isolation, there seems to be a point which is missing. The Pasuk says three Sudos, and the Pasuk says Ichlu Hayom. There are two ways of understanding Yom. Yom could mean a 24-hour window, or Yom could mean Yom as opposed to Laila. I would have thought the machlokas would be, is do you have to have three Sudos during the entire day of Shabbos, or three Sudos during the day as opposed to night? But everyone would agree, three Sudos. No, the Gemara says, that's not the machlokas. If you hold like Rabbi Chidka that says Ichlu means the day, 3 plus 1, 3 plus, you know why that's so important? It's mefurish then in the Gemara, that there must be another makar for Suda Shabbos as well. Because if the makar was only ichlu hayom, and hayom means yom versus laila, so therefore the conclusion should be a total of three, but three during the day, and at night there is no chiyuv suda. The Gemara doesn't say that at all. The Gemara says everyone agrees there's a chiyuv suda balayla. It's just a question of the number three. Is that referring to Shabbos as a whole, or is it referring to the day of Shabbos? See, even if I don't pass like Rav Chidka, but you know what you see from that Gemara? That there must be another source for Suda Shabbos as well. So what exactly is that? You know what the answer is? Oh, that is Sugyim Psachim and Daf Kufei. And that is what the Sugyim Psachim alludes to on Daf Samaches, that there's another Mechayiv. There's another Mechayiv as well. After all, the Karasla Shabbos Oneg, the Kadosh Hashem Achuvan. There's mitzvah of Kavod, there's a mitzvah of Oneg. Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos. And Oneg Shabbos means a person has to have sudos. You have to be soed b'Shabbos. And therefore, there are two different reasons that a person engages in Suda Shabbos. Number one is that there's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. And Oneg Shabbos is Machayev Suda. That's Mefurish in the Rambam, Perek Lamed Vocha Shabbos. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reishai and Dalet. Oneg requires that you have to have a Suda, and you have to be Kovei the Suda ala pas. The very first Jew is Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger writes the following. There's a world of difference between Oneg as opposed to Simcha. After all, Oneg requires pas. Simcha does not require pas. Simcha requires achila, but it doesn't require a full Suda. For example, on Chol HaMoed, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. There's no chiyuv of Oneg. So therefore, a person can fast on Chol HaMoed, but there is no absolute chiyuv suda. Rabbi Kveger writes a stunning chiddush, and that is women are obligated in Simchas Yontif, but they're not obligated in Oneg Yontif. And therefore, women have to have a suda, but they don't have to be kovei a suda ala pas. And that first Jewish Rabbi Kveger, not at all simple, that if a woman will forget Yalav Yavo at a Yontif suda, she doesn't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon, even though it's Mufurish and Shulchan Aruch you do. No, that's referring to men. Men who are obligated in Oneg Yontif. Rabbi Kveger assumes women are chayiv in Simchas Yontif, they're not chayiv in Oneg Yontif, so therefore, Simcha without Oneg does not require pas. We'll see, but that's a stunning chiddush. So Oneg demands that you have to have Suda, which is ala pas, even without the pasuk of Ichlu Hayom. Oneg requires a suda balayla and a suda bayom. Ad kadei kach that the Gemara raises Psachim Daf Kufei, which is the ikar mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Is it balayla or is it bayom? And the Gemara says the ikar mitzvah of Oneg is bayom. It is not balayla. So the Gemara says the following chiddush that Oneg is mechayiv suda, reishai and dalet is mechayiv suda al hapas. Within Oneg, there's a distinction between Oneg Balayla and Oneg Bayom. It's not seamless, just Oneg Shabbos. There's Oneg Balayla, Oneg Bayom, and the Bavli is Mefurish, that the Oneg Bayom takes preference over Oneg, which is Balayla. So one consideration, why is it that you're having a Suda Shabbos, a Suda Yantiv? One consideration clearly is the mitzvah of Oneg, Psachim Kufei. In addition to that, Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, Ichlu hayom, ichlu hayom. Oh, so now, how do you combine Oneg and ichlu hayom? So the Chachamim say the following, very, very simply. You begin with the mitzvah of Oneg, it only requires a suda balayla and a suda bayom. And the Pasuk of Hulim tells us that, you know what, you're obligated to have an additional meal, shalosh shudas, shudas shlishis, you're obligated to have an additional meal, and therefore you have your two kiyumim when it comes to suda Shabbos. The Suda at night is part of the mitzvah of Oneg, and that's one of the Sudas of Ichlu Hayom. And the Suda Bayom, that's the mitzvah of Oneg, and that's one of the Sudas of Ichlu Hayom. And the third Suda, that is uniquely the Suda of Ichlu Hayom. That's a sheet of the Chachamim. Rav Chidka maintains the following. Ichlu Hayom means you have to have three Sudos during the day of Shabbos. You don't have to eat at night. Of course you have to eat at night. Because of the Sugyam Sachim and Av Kufei, there's a mitzvah of Oneg Balayla. Oneg Balayla. So according to the Chiddush of Chidka, you know what? The Suda Balayla, that's a Suda of Oneg. Oneg. Three Sudas Bayom. Oh, that is the Ichlu Hayom. That's where the Gemara got that formulation, that 3 plus 1. Rav Chidka did not say 3 only during the day and nothing at night. You have to have 3 plus 1, which is a total of 4 Sudas. So that's something which is a fascinating ha'ara, that you see that even though we don't paskal like Rav Chidka, I understand, but what you see from Rav Chidka, that there are two mechayvim when it comes to Suda Shabbos, that's clear. But the Chami maintained that, you know what, you have that overlap in the sense that Balayla is Oneg and Echlu Hayom, the first Suda during the day is Oneg and Echlu Hayom, and the third Suda, that is the Chiddush of the Echlu Hayom. So if I were to ask you, what is the minion of Sudas the person is obligated to have on Shabbos, according to the Chacham, the answer is three. But you know what? They're driven by different factors. Suda number one by Laila is a twofold kiyum of Oneg and Echlu Hayom. The first Suda during the day is a twofold kiyum of Oneg and Echlu Hayom. And the third Suda, that's considered to be Shalosh Shudas. Let's assume you would have a window of time where Oneg yes and Echlu Hayom no. Guess what? You wouldn't have to have three sudos, but you certainly have to have two sudos. When exactly is that? Well, that's the mechaber. The very end of Hilchas Yantiv, Tavkuf Chavtes, when it comes to Yantiv. On Yantiv, is there a mitzvah of Kavon and Oneg? The Rambam writes, absolutely yes. The Navi Yeshaya tells us, V'karas l'shabbos on the Kadosh Hashem Echubad, and the Rambam writes, Perek Vav Hilchas Yantiv, this chiyuv applies even on Yantiv as well. Even on Yantif as well. And therefore, Kishem, Shechayavim, Lechavid, Shabbos, Longo. Just as there's Kavod and Oneg on Shabbos, the Rambam writes that's true when it comes to each and every Yantif. So Kavod and Oneg applies on each and every Yantif. Each and every Yantif. What about Ichlu Hayom? What about Ichlu Hayom? Is that only Shabbos? Or is that even Yantif? Oh, the Tosus we had, the Abayism of Bayes. You know what? That is the Parsha Saman. The Mon didn't fall today, and the double portion fell the day before. Did that apply when it comes to Yantif? What does our Tosu say? Beisim and Beis, Midrash Mechalukim Bazen. On Shabbos, absolutely yes, but on Yantif, not so clear. Makoros and Chazal, that Shabbos, yes, but Yantif not, or maybe even on Yantif. That should be huge, because after all, Ichlu Hayom is a description of gathering the man, the day before, and not the day of, and that is the source of three sudas. That's the source of Lechem Mishnah, and a very heavy issue. Is that limited to Shabbos, or does it apply when it comes to Yantif as well? If one would argue this parsha is addressing Shabbos, I'll tell you a chiddush. On Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah, Keneged the man, and three sudas Keneged the man. If you assume, no, it even applied on Yantif, and Yantif as well. That's Mufurish and Rambam, Perek Lamed of Ocha Shabbos, Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Yantif. The Rambam writes that all these halachos apply on Shabbos as well as on Yantif, and therefore on Yantif, Lechem Mishnah, and on Yantif, three sudos. Why would one argue that Shalosh Shudas is limited to Shabbos? And that's against Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, on Yantif, not three sudos, but two sudos, yes. And if you ask me, well, if not three, because if Chloim doesn't apply, how do you know two? The answer is, how do you know two? Two is the mitzvah Oneg. Everyone agrees that there's Oneg Balayla, there's Oneg Bayom. The question is, what about Ichlu Hayom? So if the answer is that Parshas Haman of Ichlu Hayom is limited to Shabbos, not on Yantif, but Oneg applies on Yantif, so on Yantif, a Suda Balayla, a Suda Bayom, but not Shalosh Shudas. And on Shabbos, you're obligated to have, indeed, all three. In fact, take a look at Rabbeinu Manoach. It's printed in the Frankel Rambam, Perches, the Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Rabbeinu Manoach is bothered by the obvious Kasha. The same Sukkim, the same Sukkim, Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, based on the Parsha of the Mon, requires Lechem Mishnah and Suda Shabbos. And if I ask you, what about Yantif? I understand. Tosa said, Midrash Mechalukim Bazeh. So I would expect, on Yantif, maybe you need both. On Yantif, you don't require either. Yeah, but that's not our practice. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch writes. On Yantif, Lechem Mishnah, yes, and Shalosh Shudas not. Rabbi Noach is bothered by that split. But isn't it the same deal? This Parsha, and we derive from the Parsha these dinim, is it limited to Shabbos, or does it apply when it comes to Yantif? The answer is Lechem Mishnah, yes, and not when it comes to Shalosh Shudas. Why indeed should that be true? Rabbi Noach writes, he thinks the teretz is the following. Look at the psukim. When it comes to the chiv of Lechem Mishnah, the Torah uses a term that it doesn't use when it comes to Suda. When it comes to Suda, the Torah says Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Now, Ichlo Hayom, ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem. Shabbos, okay. What about when it comes to the Lech HaMishnah? The Torah uses a very different term. Shabbosam. Ooh, Rabbi Nimanoah, Shabbosam. Shabbosam is limited to Shabbos. Shabbosam is limited to Shabbos. We were zochah to learn. Shabbosam. What do you mean? Ein esei dochalos, esei besei. Because Yantiv is not in the love of Kamlechas Avodah Sasu. There's an essay of Shabbosam. The Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos. There's an essay of Shabbosam for each and every Yantiv. The Rambam has a separate essay of Shabbosam when it comes to the first days of Pesach, last days of Pesach, first days of Sukkot, last days of Sukkot. Amazing. It's not even one mitzvah of Shabbosam. Every Yantiv. Ooh, the Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah and Parshas Emor. The Torah goes out of its way and uses Shabbosam when it comes to each and every Yantiv. Shabbat Minoach writes, no? That Shabbosam, of course applies to Yantiv. And he says, and where do you see this is true? Beitzadav Tesvav. Esa Shatofu Eifu. What does our Gemara suggest? That's a reference to Erev Tavshilin. That's a reference to Yantiv that falls out on Erev Shabbos, no? Our Sukkia. What do you mean it's a reference to Yantiv falls? Oh, because that parsha is talking about Yantiv. That element of the parsha of Lech HaMishnah, Esa Shatofu Eif, that's referring to Yantiv. That's clear. And then the pasuk continues and tells you something about Suda, and the Torah does not use the term Shabbosan at all. Here now the Torah only uses the term Shabbos. Ooh, that's the deal, Rabbeinu Noach. Take a look. Perches of Chamis Matzah. Where Rabbeinu Noach writes, the Torah goes out of its way, emphasizing Shabbos when it comes to Suda, but not when it comes to Eser Shotofu Eifu, which is the basis of Erev Tavshilin, which is the basis of Lech HaMishnah. Oh, so therefore, that is our practice. Lech HaMishnah, yes, but only two Sudos and not three. But that's something which is quite, quite fundamental. A difference between Oneg and Ichlu Hayom in terms of the Minyan HaSuda. So therefore, we have two differences. One is in terms of the Minyan HaSuda, and the other is in terms of Shabbos versus Yantiv. Two, everyone agrees. The third Suda, Ichlu Hayom, and if that applies on Yantiv, yes, the Rambam Shita, the Mechaber, no, only on Shabbos and not on Yantiv for that beautiful beer of Rabbeinu Manoach. With this in mind, you understand the Mechaber and Reish Sadi Aleph, what exactly is necessary for Shalosh Udas? Is it so obvious that you need Pas? Well, of course you need Pas for Suda Shabbos, no? That's Purish, no? Reish Ayin Dalet. You need Pas for Suda Shabbos. Oh, all of a sudden the Mechaber says, what about when it comes to Shalosh Udas? And here the Mechaber splits Psak. The Mechaber writes in Reish Sadi Aleph that the answer is yes, but you need Pas for Shalosh Udas. But, a person goes ahead and benches on Shabbos and he forgets Ritzay. Do you have to repeat the benching or do you not? Oh, so the Mechaber writes, you know what the rule of thumb is? If Pas was necessary, that meant you have to wash, you have to have Pas, you have to bench, you have to say Mein Hama'ora, you forget it, you have to be Chozer. But if you didn't have to do so, you don't need Pas. Even if you opt to having pas, you're not going to be chozer because of the main amora if it wasn't necessary to be kovei asur ala pas. And therefore, that's the rule of thumb. If indeed there was a chiv sur ala pas, yes, you're chozer. And if not, not. So on yantiv, chozer. Chol HaMoed, not chozer. Rosh Chodesh, not chozer. What about when it comes to Shalosh Udas? Oh, those are the 2 days in Mechaber. If one would assume that what's true of Suda 1 and Suda 2 is true of Suda 3, oh, so in such a case, you have to be chozer for Ritzei and Shalosh Udas as well. And that's the split of the Mechaber. Since when it comes to the third Suda, that is not at all simple. That's a fundamental machlokas for Shonim, so therefore, yes, or machmer, the pas is necessary, but b'dievin, if you washed and forgot to say Ritzei, then you don't. You don't have to be chozer. When the Rambam describes as an example, Sudas Purim, the Rambam describes asuda na, asuda chashuva. The Rambam describes basar yayin. The Rambam does not mention anything about pas. Well, but maybe sudas porim ki another model, where there's a mitzvah sachila, but there isn't a chiv of oneg. There's no chiv of oneg when the Rambam describes it. So therefore, asuda chashuva without pas. And in Ochinami, Magen Avraham writes, we assume the halacha, if a person forgot Alanisim, the Sudas Purim, you're not chozer. It's like Dino Kerosh Chodesh. It's like Dino Kechol HaMoed. elements of simcha, of course. And even though part of the mitzvah seyam is a sudas purim, but it's not a sudas purim that's rooted in oneg. And in such a case, then not. You can have achila without a chiyuv pas. Maybe the same thing was when it comes to suda erev yom kippur. Suda erev yom kippur. Where on the one hand there is a mitzvah sachila, yumadav peyalef, but there isn't a mitzvah poshim shad of oneg. Oneg. Oneg of Shabbos, Oneg of Yantif, and Erev Yom Kippur. There is one day in Rabbi Yon and Shari Tshuva that the mitzvah of Oneg that you can't fully fulfill on Yom Kippur itself was transferred to Erev Yom Kippur. And the mitzvah's Achila and Erev Yom Kippur is Bitoras Oneg, Oneg, wow. As opposed to arguing that maybe it's just simply Achila as Hachana for the Tainis. A vikveger as a safek, a person who's a cholo, who's not fasting on Yom Kippur, does he have to be so at an Erev Yom Kippur? Well, do I argue it's just a hachana for the tainis? That's what Rashi writes in Yumadav Pe'alev. The hasanatzmacha b'chik, the shiach lisanos ba'asiri. It sounds like it's a hachana. And Rashi in Rosh Hashanah describes achila on Erev Yom Kippur very differently. Rosh Hashanah daftes. Maybe today is in Rashi about what is the Mechayev of, Mefurish, the DNN, Rabbeinu Yonah. But that could be another example where there's a mitzvah sachil without a mitzvah onag, where Mechaschinach writes, you have to have achila, but you don't necessarily have to have pas. One could envision achila b'li pas. So if it comes to Shalashud, Sichlu Hayon, where the Torah emphasizes achila, but there is no mitzvah onag, onag Mefurish, Mesachim Daf Kufay, it's a Suda Balayla, Suda Bayon. Okay, so Suda Balala Suda Bayom means that the two Sudas require Oneg and Pas, your Chozer for Ritzei, but not when it comes to the third Suda as well. Oh, so Nafkamin is in terms of Shabbos, Yantiv, the Minyan HaSudas. Oh, Nafkamin when it comes to Pas. Oneg, yes, Reishayin Dalin. However, Echlu Hayom, L'chadchila, yes, but B'dieved, B'dieved not. Maybe another Nafkamin. If you look in Reish Sadi Aleph, a fascinating Kiddush, the Rama writes, let's say for whatever reason, a person did not have a Suda on those Shabbos. He didn't eat on Friday night. So what do you do? All is lost. All is lost. So fascinating. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes that, you know what? Just have three Sudos during the day of Shabbos. Three Sudos during the day. You miss the night, well, you can make up. You can make up. You missed the night, so one more Suda. One more Suda during the day. How exactly does that work? You miss a Suda at night, so you can make up that missed opportunity during the day. How does that work? What brachas chava? It's like tashlumin. It's like tashlumin. You didn't daven a tefillah, so no problem. The next man daven an additional tefillah. You know what Tosus writes? Tashlumin is such a chiddush. Tashlumin is only because tefillah is rachem in him. And halavai, shispal kol yom kulo. And if you have tefillah, which is not rachamim, there certainly is no tashlumin. For example, tefillah musaf. Tefillah musaf, you're going to make up musaf, what do you mean rachamim you knew? That's not what musaf is. And therefore, avozmano, batar karbano, you don't have that opportunity. Why in the world would there be tashlumin for a mistchiv of Shabbos? Rosh Laichik once explained that this is not tashlumin. This is not tashlumin. That there are two different reasons that you have a chiv suda on Shabbos. One is Oneg, Sachim Kufay. The other is Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, Bichlu Hayom. A person didn't have a Suda on Friday night. You know what? He failed to the full mitzvah of Oneg Balayla. Oneg Balayla. Is he making up the mitzvah of Oneg Balayla by having additional Suda during the day? You know what the answer is? No. No. You are not making up the missed opportunity of Oneg Balayla by being Soed Bayom. Why bother being soed b'yom if I'm not making up mixed opportunities? You know what the answer is? Ichlu hayom. Ichlu hayom. Ichlu hayom tells you that you have to have three meals during the day of Shabbos. We allow you to double up. No? The Lel Shabbos Suda can be Oneg and Ichlu hayom. Okay, what happens if you didn't have a Suda b'layla? Oneg is missed, but you still have to fulfill the mitzvah of Ichlu hayom, or like Rav Chirka, so have three meals during the day. Which means something that is fascinating. This is not a tashlumin at all, but rather it means that there are two kiyumim in the Suda Shabbos. Typically speaking, you will have a dual kiyum by being soed balayla. If you're not soed balayla and you make it up during the day, guess what? You are missing the mitzvah of Oneg Balayla, but why she did not fulfill the mitzvah of Ichlu Hayom? And therefore, that is why the Shulchan Aruch writes, you miss a meal at night, so therefore, have an extra meal during the day. Not at all, but Torah's Tashlumin, but rather in order to accommodate Ichlu Hayom, three meals during the day of Shabbos itself. And if you put then the Nafkaminas together, I would ask you the following. What would you say about Pas? What would you say about Pas? If a Suda is rooted in Oneg, Oneg requires Pas. Mefurish and Rambam, Mefurish and Mechaber, Yishai and Dalet, Chuvas Rav Veger, Simon Aleph, Oneg requires Pas. Okay. A person didn't have a meal on El Shabbos. Shabbos morning, he has his first meal. What's the nature of that Suda? That Suda is a dual kiyum. Oneg bayom, and ichlu hayom. Great. The Suda's over. You know, I realize now I have to have two additional Sudas, not because of Oneg. The Oneg bayom will fulfilled. Elamai because of ichlu hayom. So you know what I would tell you? What's true of Shalosh Sudas is true of that second Suda in a case where you were not soed balayla, which would mean that l'chadchila you should have pas. Because we assume the chadchili should have pas for shalosh shudas itself, but let's assume, for example, b'di'eved. You know what I would tell you? That second meal is dino k'shalosh shudas. Dino k'shalosh shudas. Well, who says this? That's mafurish and birkei yosei. Reish tani aleph. A person didn't have a meal b'leil shabbos, and he knows that you have to have three meals during the day of shabbos. Okay, he does so, and guess what? He forgets ritzei in the second suda. Mefurish and Berkei Yosef, Mishabura quotes as Berkei Yosef, you're not chosen. Don't repeat the Berkei Samazon. That Suda too is like Shalosh. Why is that Suda too like Shalosh Shudas? The answer is, it's exquisitely like Shalosh Shudas. Because Shalosh Shudas is a Ichlu Hayom without Oneg. In that case, the mitzvah of Oneg Bayom is the first Suda that you have Bayom. The second Suda is not a Tashlumin. The second Suda is Ichlu Hayom. Ichlu hayom in and of itself, b'di'eved, does not require pas. And if you forget the menorah, you're not chozer. That's how we paskin. That's the Birkei Yosef. A person was not sued by Laila, additional suda during the day, suda too he forgot, ritzei, not chozer. That fits in exquisitely. I'll tell you the following chiddush. Admittedly, this is against the Magen Avraham. But I think the Birkei Yosef would maintain this. Let's assume, for example, it was Yantiv. And a person did not have a meal below Yontif. Would I say, have two meals during the day of Yontif? Make up what you missed. You know, if it's a Tashlumin, okay, make up what you missed. If it's really not a Tashlumin, it's just as a secondary kiyum of Ichlu Hayom. So if you assume on Yontif there's Ichlu Hayom, like the Rambam, good. But if you assume there's no Ichlu Yontif, Arayah, two sudos, not three. So in such a case, you know what I would tell you? Enochinami, incredibly meduyah. That halacha, if you miss a meal, make it up, is only found in Reish Tzadi Aleph, Nochas Shabbos. It's not found in Tavkuf Chavtes, Nochas Yantif. Maybe there's no parallel that on Yantif, if you miss the night meal, have an extra meal during the day. This is not Tashlumen, but rather this is Ichlu Hayom. Ichlu Hayom, if Ichlu Hayom applies, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. Why do I say against the Magen Avraham? Because the Magen Avraham writes that if you miss a meal at the night, anyantif, make it up with an additional meal during the day. Achiyuv tashlumin, even without ichlu hayom. I will tell you a chiddush of Magen Avraham, and I will tell you against the Birkei Yosef. This is not the tashlumin of Oneg, but rather, this is something which is an accommodation of ichlu hayom. You know, the Shulchan Aruch that describes the following. You're in the middle of meal two, and all of a sudden you realize, ooh, it's really late. Shkia is coming. Fascinating. That's where the Shulchan Aruch writes, you know what? You can stop your meal now, have a hefsek, and wash again in order to accommodate. Interesting. The Shulchan Aruch does not write that with what we just experienced, or Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, even though that's what many, many did. No. This Eitz is found in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadi Aleph, where you lost track of time. Right? Fascinating. What is gained by doing so? You know, instead of having one four-course meal, I'm going to have one meal of two courses and take a break, and then another meal of two courses as well. What exactly is gained? Is gained? I will tell you the following. Is anything gained in terms of the oneg? The oneg. The oneg is enhanced by two and two instead of four. Why is that an enhancement of oneg? Of oneg. You know what is gained? You have to have a certain minion of suddas. So therefore, splitting the suddha is not necessarily an enhancement of the element of oneg. But no doubt what's gained is, at the end of the day, a person has to have a certain minyan ha-suddas. So therefore, by dividing a suddha into two, in such a case, you're going to accommodate ichlu ayom. Despite the fact that there isn't any tosefes oneg, but there is the kiyum of ichlu ayom. And these two kiyum don't always go hand in hand, the many nafkaminas indeed that we mentioned. If you look in Taz, Reish Tari Aleph, the Taz also writes the following chiddush. We know, we discussed this earlier in Shiran Tosefes Shabbos, that a person is allowed to make Shabbos early and to daven early. Okay? Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos. Brachas Chavzayin. The Gemara's Mefurish, Chavzayin with Beis. You can make early Shabbos and you can make Kiddush. Kiddush can be made before absolute Laila. That's Mefurish. Either because that's the way it is, the Rambam, Perchavtet, Hilcha Shabbos, or Rashi, because of Tosefes. But you can be Mekadish, Mibod Yom. What about when it comes to Suddah? Is it obvious that a person can be Soed, Mibod Yom, without having the Suddah Balayla? Without having a suddha balayla. You're making early Shabbos, and you know what? You wash, and you eat, and you bench, you're done before Shkia. Does that work? Does Tosefes Shabbos work for the Chiyuv of Suddha Shabbos? 2 days in Tosfos. Some Sachem Dav Tzadi Tesam Abayis, Enam Achokes, the Taz and Marshal, some in Reish Tzadi Aleph. Very, very relevant. L'halacha. You're making early Shabbos. Do you have to see to it that you have a kazayas sapas lachar tzeisa kochavim? Or what do you mean? Just like I can daven early, I can make kiddush early, I can have my suddah early as well. So the Taz writes, Tosefes works for everything. And the Taz quotes the Marshal. This is also a sefer chasidim that no, you know, when it comes to suddah, ichlu hayom means there has to be achila ba'osa hayom. And therefore, the Chum Mishnah Berurah quotes, you're making early Shabbos, that's fine. Zmiris, Divrei Torah, let the Suda linger. And to make sure that you have a Kazayah Sepas Lachar Tseisa Kochavim, because Ichlu Hayom, fascinating. That's the Chumra of the Marshal, the Chumra of Sefer Chasidim, that Ichlu Hayom demands Laila. That's another Nafkamina. Oneg doesn't demand Laila. But Ichlu Hayom indeed demands Laila. Well, see, let's assume you hold like the Marshal, that you know what? Ichlu Hayom demands line. So let's assume, you know what? You're making Kiddush Mibod Yom, that's a Gemara, and you're eating the Suda Mibod Yom, oh, you're going to be Machmer, Reish Samaches, the Mishnah Berurah, to have a Kazayis Sabas after your taste. What is the nature of the Achila Mibod Yom? It's like just an Achilas Rishus. The real mitzvah of Suda Shabbos is that Kazayis they have after your taste. And everything else, which is to curb my appetite, as like an achilas rishus. No. I would suggest the following. Everyone agrees that the tchilas hasuda is the mitzvah of oneg. Oneg does not require laila. And therefore, the tchilas hasuda is a mitzvah rabbah. It's not a sudas harishus. That's the mitzvah of oneg. Elamai, you have to also accommodate ichlu hayom. So therefore, ichlu hayom, that can be accommodated, Lachar Tzeis. And I'll tell you the following. And if you hold, like, B'di'evet, oh, that Mechaber Reish Tzadi Aleph, that Ichlu Hayom doesn't require pas, you know what I'll tell you? B'di'evet. You can accommodate the Ichlu Hayom by having Achila Lachar Tzeis, even if it's not pas. Even if it's not pas as well. The reason to see to it, they have Achila Lachar Tzeis, is not because of Oneg. It's because of Ichlu Hayom. That's an important Chiddush. That would mean the following, that chumra of the marshal to see to it that you have achil achar tzeis al kochavim is based on Ichlu Hayom, based on Ichlu Hayom. And as I mentioned in earlier Shiurim, now if that's true, and we pask like that Mechaber, Tavkuf Chavtes, that Ichlu Hayom is only Shabbos, not Yantif, that then would mean that on Yantif there's no Kpeda. The fact that you have to have the Achila, La'achar, Tzeisel Kochavim, if that's driven by Ichlu Hayom, and on Yom Tov there is no, the Rambam writes, there is, fine. But if Mikar HaDin like Mechaber, Ichlu Hayom is Shabbos, not Yom Tov, and the reason, Mefurish, Marshal, Sefer HaChasidim, to have Achila after Tzeis is because of Ichlu Hayom. So very simply, if Ichlu Hayom does not apply, that Chumra indeed would not apply. And therefore, maybe Ikar HaDin, that Chumra of the Marshal and Sefer HaChasidim, of Achila Achar Tzeis, will depend on this issue. What applies in Yom Tov? What applies on Shabbos? And maybe Mikar HaDin on Yom Tov, not, right, I mentioned at the beginning of the year, except for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. No, except for Pesach. What do you mean? Now that, of course, Tafayin Hay, that we don't even begin until after Tzeis. And Sukkot, Tafrei Shlamites, we don't begin until after Tzeis. That's the Ramah. And Shavuos, Taf Tzadid Aled, the Taz Marsha, we don't begin until after Tzeis because of Tmimos Tiyena. But in principle, it's not because of the Ichlu Hayom. And if you have, for example, a Yantif where there is no competing factor that says you have to wait until Tzeis, you could be Soed Mibayom. For example, on Shvi Shal Pesach, there's no compelling reason that you have to wait until Tzeis. You have to wait until Tzeis. There, Achil Achar Tzeis is purely driven by Ichlu Hayom. And Ichlu Hayom only applies on Shabbos and it doesn't apply on Yantif. So therefore, you're right. If there's an override, okay. But if you're dealing with the Yantif, where the Mechayiv and the timing of the Suda is just based on Oneg and Ichlu Hayom, so therefore, a person could be Soed completely Mibod Yom, without the Chumr, waiting until Tzeisel Kochavim. So these are the moving parts when it comes to the Chiyuv of Suda, the Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos, the Chiyuv of Suda Yantif. The Gemara in Psachim, which parallels ours, Psachim of Samaches, writes a stunning comment. Rabbi Eliezer, our sugya, kul Hashem, but there were certain exceptions. And one exception, Mufurish in Gemara, was Shavuos. Amar Rabbi Lazar, hako modim batzeres debe'inan amilochem. Everyone agrees, a suda is necessary on Shavuos. Unusual. Adi Yom Tovim, maybe not. Rabbi Eliezer, Arsugya, Beitzadav Tesvav. Oh, but not Shavuos. Rabbi Eliezer would make sure to have a Suda. Why is that true? Yom Shenitno Bo Torah. Because Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinah. Wow. Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinah. What exactly does that mean? Zman Matan Torah Seinah, and therefore, learning all day, no, and be so it, yes. Yeah, that's what the Nitziv points out. Shulta Samach Zayin. Yeah, oh, that's that Ramban. And then the Parshas Mishpatim. Vayechizu es lokim vayochlu v'yishtu. How did B'nai Yisrael respond to Maman Arsina? Kabbalah Satorah. Achila Shtia. Bikan Shosin Mishtu. Lagomer Shal Torah. Kabbalah Satorah is Mechayir Suda Soda. A Suda Soda for the experience of Kabbalah Satorah. And that the Nisiv writes, thinks is Poshab Shat, right? In the parallel sugya of ours, no? That even though Rabbi Lezer said generally not, Kul Hashem, but Hako Modim Batzeres Tebe'ina Nami Lachem. Wow. Because Yom Shenitna Batorah. Yom Shenitna Batorah, that requires that you celebrate through Esek Batorah, but celebrate physically as well through Achila and Shtiyah. And when you look in Shultas adds an amazing chiddush, Shultas Samach Zayin, that's the mechayev of Sudas Purim. Because Purim Shabbos Peches is Kimu V'Kiblu. Purim was the time of Kabbalah Sator. And the reason that we have a chi of Suda on Purim and not on Hanukkah is exactly that point. Kabbalah Sator is mechayev of Suda. That's true of Bnei Yisrael at the time of Maman Har Sinai. That's true when it comes to Yom Shenitna Batorah of Shavuos, and that's true when it comes to Purim, because Purim was the time of Hadar Kibluhu B'mei HaChashverosh. It's an amazing hara that the Netziv has, but it's Mefurish and Shiltos when it comes to Purim, that is what is driving the Chiyuv Suda, that's literally a Suda Sada, thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the experience of, that's that Ramban, that of Parshas Mishpatim. B'kansho semishto legomer shel Torah. When the Ramban describes in those Sefers, the mitzvahs of saying Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Chiyuv Daraisa Birchas HaTorah, the Ramban does not describe it as a Birchas HaMitzvah and Talmud Torah, but rather the Ramban describes Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah Satorah. And that's why the Ramban assumes the Din Daraisa. Birchas HaMitzvah typically is not Daraisa. The only model of a Birchas Hodah that one has, Daraisa. Oh, that's Birchas Hodah, Birchas HaMazah. Oh, the Ramban writes, I'll give you another example of a Birchas Hodah Daraisa, and that is Birchas HaTorah. So that Ramban, that of Mishpatim, that's what's driving the Chiyuv Suda when it comes to Shavuos, and what's driving Birchas HaTorah each and every day is the Shevach B'Hodah Shabbat of Kabbalah HaTorah. And these are the sugyas that one finds when it comes to that element of Suda Shabbos and Suda Yantif. Opportunity at times of a Suda Sadaz, the Gemara comments, but clearly driven by the mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg, and at least Shabbos and perhaps Yantif also by the Chiv of Echlu Hayom that the Rambam writes applies equally on Shabbos and Yantif as well. And that beautiful diuk of Rabbi Manoach, that you know what, we lahalacha assume when it comes to Sudas Yantif, not Tichlu Hayom, but Lechemishna, absolutely yes, because of the difference in the Pasuk. As we discussed in so many different aspects of this Lima this year, Shabbason. Shabbason is not limited to Shabbos. Shabbason applies to Yantif as well. If the Torah uses the word Shabbos, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And that Rabbi Manoach writes, the basis of what the Mechaber tells us to split Lechemishna, yes, but not a chiyuv of Suda Shlishis when it comes to the time of Yantif itself. But, you know, you read that Gemara, that Rabbi Eliezer, together with Talmidim, something that an amazing Musar Haskel. And as I alluded to just yesterday, now that when the Talmidim kind of slipped out of the shir, you know, that it seems, the Stipler writes, that Rabbi Eliezer was more disturbed by the Talmidim that left last. No? Why? Because it was from those Talmidim that Rabbi Eliezer expected and demanded the most. And therefore, those Talmidim, he felt that, you know what, embrace the Kedusha Sayom of Yantiv. And if you have a choice of Kula Hashem, why would one be opting for a Kula Hashem? And we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua, that Chalkeyu, when he's obligated, no doubt, to divide the day. And that fascinating comment of Yosef Engel, that no, maybe this is not only limited to our sugya, maybe this is a broader application as well. When you have Shnei Ksuvim, and you don't have a Kosov HaShlishi, so how is it that a person is able to understand the psukim? Options or combinations, and therefore we assume that Enoch Inami, that Chatzid Hashem, Chatzid Hachem, it means B'chol D'Rachel Do'ehu, that holistically, right, we give Shevach B'Odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not merely through the Torah that we learn, but very literally by the food that we eat and opportunities of being Mekadesh, that is true when it comes to every time that we experience the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yantif. It's an important mindset during the Bimei HaSfira. You ready yourself for a sense of Kabbalah HaTorah, and that has to be replete, not only with understanding the achrayas, the responsibilities of, but the privilege that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, a privilege that is mechayiv, suda, a privilege that generates a chiyuv, shevach v'hodah.